It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We've been hearing a lot about the competing bids to save the August Wilson Center, including one from the New York City developer 980 Liberty Partners that involves building a hotel on top of the existing structure. But now a group of volunteers called the August Wilson Center Recovery Committee is presenting its own plan based on feedback from the public. I'm joined now in Studio A by Janera Solomon. Janera Solomon? Who is the group's leader, also the executive director of the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Also joining us is one of the members of the committee, E.J. Strasburger. Good to have you back with us.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
What is your plan for the August Wilson Center? You can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. 2002. Email is ESSPGH at WESA.FM. On Twitter at ESSPGH, hashtag EPLive. And again, the number 412-246-2002. Probably a lot of folks will be wanting to jump into this conversation. Janera Solomon, let me start with you. You say that your plan was informed by looking at past failures and successes with regard to the August Wilson Center. How must things operate differently in the future?
Thank you. That's a great question. So first, you know, I think it's important to say that we've been operating from the premise that turnaround is possible. There were a few, you know, quite a few folks several months ago who thought it was impossible and that it sort of this was all doomed and there was no future. But we believed and formed the recovery committee believing that, yes, turnaround failures occur, but you can always turn things around. So how do you do that and what must happen? Well, there are a couple of different things. I think, first of all, you've got to be realistic about what you're looking to achieve. You know, I think in the first go around the AWC, it's an incredibly dynamic vision. However, you can't do it all at once. And so in this go around, we're really thinking carefully and thoughtfully about how to rebuild slowly. There are lots of programming ideas. There are many, many programming partners locally and nationally. But we've got to be careful about what we can take on. And so certainly taking a slow but steady approach to programming is a key must. I would add to that funding adequately is key as well. I mean, you know, you've got to be realistic about and clear about what it will actually take to produce the kind of programming that will make the center feel interesting and vibrant to Pittsburgh.
You say that you do not want to do the traditional art center museum model. Why won't that work?
Oh, that's a good question. I think, you know, these are different times. You know, people are getting their information differently. They're entertained in different ways. 20 years ago, when people envisioned the center, the arts world, we were still thinking of art as something, as an evening destination, as something that people did Friday or Saturday night. Today, people can go out many times in a week, many times during the day even. I mean, there are just lots of different ways. And so I think if, you know, the first thing to be clear about is that the world has changed. And if you try to do something that's sort of not relevant, it won't work. The center is located downtown. It's located in the heart of Pittsburgh. People are coming in and out through the district. I think we've got to be thoughtful about how we can engage those audiences in addition to still doing what works. I mean, performances, ticketed events, great exhibitions, those things work. But we want to be imaginative and think about how the center can be the kind of place people can go to many times during the day, many times during the week, not only as a special occasion.
Paul, if I could jump in.
Sure.
And add to Janera's answer to your first question, what would be different this go-around? And the first thing and the main thing that will be different is that the center will not reopen $12 million in debt. And people say, well, you know, you were an abysmal failure the first go-around. That's not true from a programming standpoint. But the center opened in 2009, $12 million in debt at the bottom of the recession. It didn't have a chance. Anything else that might have gone wrong the first go-round was secondary to the fact that it had insurmountable debt.
And why was there $12 million in debt right at the start?
Well, I wasn't there then, but what I understand is it was mostly cost overruns in the construction. They raised a lot of money. They raised $30 million, and that was estimated to be enough to get the center open. It wasn't. They were $12 million short, and that was debt. A successful arts organization hopes to cover 40 to 60% of its operating expenses with operating revenue. The balance of the 40 to 60% comes from government, foundations, private contributions. If you have $12 million of debt on top of that formula, you're doomed. And as a result of the judicial sale that's going to take place one way or another here, there isn't going to be debt.
So the ideas at the start weren't necessarily bad ideas. It was simply a problem of, as you mentioned, EJ, the debt that was accrued at the beginning, and then also perhaps the execution of things?
Well, I think, you know, it's always, as EJ said, arts organizations struggle regardless. I mean, even the strongest arts organizations have challenges of leadership or financial difficulties, et cetera. For the AWC, it opened at a time when there was a recession, and it was attempting to have to open a new center and launch a new organization at the same time. So it's not to make excuses, but I think, you know, to be fair, it was quite a bit that the volunteers and who created the organization were taking on. It's still a dynamic vision, and what we found from the conversations that we participated in is that people still believe the center matters, and they actually believe that there's more to be done, that we haven't seen the best.
What is the public telling you specifically about what they want to see in the future if and we don't know for sure yet. I mean, this could still end up we're just over a month away from a date for a scheduled sheriff's sale. So we're not out of the woods yet. But assuming that the center is saved, what is it that people want to see happen?
That's a great question. So people, you know, there were certainly no shortage of ideas. Definitely a focus on great programming. People want to see more educational programming, activities for kids as well as activities for adults. Definitely a mix of music and dance and film and festivals and just a wide variety. We also heard a lot about people wanting the center to reflect and represent August Wilson as an icon of Pittsburgh.
Wouldn't that have been like the thing that would be most obvious to do in the beginning? And why wasn't that done 5 years ago?
Well, you know, I think these things, it's easy looking back. You know, when you look back at history, it all
sure.
People say, you know, well, why didn't they do this or that? You know, I think when you're in the midst of it sometimes, it's difficult. And again, the center, we heard from audiences that there were programs that they enjoyed. There was an August Wilson Center Fellows program that had theater artists, dance artists, music artists. A lot of people named that as a success. Why wasn't it done? I'm not quite sure. As EJ said, I wasn't really there.
August Wilson, he died, Jenner, in 2005. He wasn't even a piece of the puzzle in the early years of the trying to reach the vision, mm-hmm. create the vision. His name was basically tacked onto the building late in the game. So the whole idea and programming and what have you never really connected to August Wilson. It had his name, but really nothing, not a whole lot else.
I guess what I'm thinking here is that the obvious void to fill. I mean, there's plenty of theater in Pittsburgh, and there are touring Broadway shows. There are shows being staged that have nothing to do with Pittsburgh. August Wilson is from here. He writes compelling plays that are based on and informed by his experiences here. Is that what the center needs to tap into going forward? Is more of that?
I think certainly more of that. I mean, that is a key piece. It's not the only thing. We think that there are, we are hoping that Pittsburgh is full of a next generation of August Wilsons, and that the diversity of talent here, we can, the center would be a home for those artists and support all kinds of new performance and visual arts work. Again, inspired by him and his attention to Pittsburgh. I mean, many artists leave Pittsburgh. They don't decide to spend their careers talking about and sharing the stories of their experiences here. He did decide to do that. And we think that that is an important, that's an important story for the center to tell, but also to embody in the way it develops its programming.
We're talking with Janera Solomon, who is the leader of a group called the August Wilson Center Recovery Committee. And one of the committee members is also with us, E.J. Strasburger. If you would like to join the conversation, 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email esspgh@wesa.fm. On Twitter, at ESSPGH, hashtag EPLive. And we have, I believe, that this is a, it is a tweet from Sean, who says that in reference to the news that some stagehands have not been paid for their work, Sean, who is from the Theatrical Stage Employees Union, says on Twitter, quote, "No pay is not okay. Pay your employees." He goes on to say the foundations and 980 Liberty Partners have not been able to come to an understanding. Has the August Wilson Recovery Committee been able to meet with either of these entities? If so, what has been their response to your group?
Well, we have not met with 980. We have met with foundations. I think that the response is from the foundations has been supportive. And, you know, a few months ago, several months ago, people weren't sure what was happening with the center. And they also weren't sure whether the community was really behind saving the center. I think we've come a long way in reminding people why it's important and why it's worth talking about. And that it's not only about talking, it's not only about the building, but it's about what it means to, for Pittsburgh. I agree. I mean, you know, the debts. The focus has been on the debts owed to the bank, as EJ said, but there are other people, including artists and stagehands, who are owed as well, and we think it's important that that be settled.
And I should clarify, Sean, who tweeted, is from the Theatrical Stage Employees Union, and he was talking about the pay issue and the fact that, according to him, the employees were not paid, stagehands were not paid for their work. And then the second question about the 980 Liberty Partners situation was from Marcus. And with regard to the 980 Liberty Partners situation, E.J. Strasburger, obviously you are supporting the foundation's bid, including the Heinz Endowments and the Richard King Mellon Foundation in their bid?
Correct.
So what happens if 980 Liberty Partners wins and they decide to build that hotel on the roof, and it's maybe not the ideal situation? What do you do then?
We go back to the drawing boards. We're not counting on that to happen. We don't think it's—
You're not counting on what to happen?
That 980 will be the successful either bidder, or that they will eventually build a hotel on top
of it. But they have the higher bid right now.
Well, but they haven't— We haven't seen their cards yet. We don't even know who they are. We don't know if they have the capability of building a hotel in a very difficult building site. There's already a building, which makes construction not only physically more difficult, but financially much more expensive to build on top of something that's already there with Liberty Avenue. There, the whole covenant issue remains to play out, and it is just, you know, if this weren't such a public process, or the fact that it is such a public process, we can't understand why the public knows so little about 980 Liberty Partners.
One thing we do know is they're saying that they are willing to discuss a compromise while the foundations have ruled it out. The Post-Gazette had an editorial recently that said a compromise is something that should be looked at. As far as you are concerned, you know, speaking for the August Wilson Center Recovery Committee, is there room for a compromise?
Well, what I read in the newspaper was that the foundations had offered to the hotel developer, we will give you the air rights above the existing center, build your hotel over the center, but keep the center as its own concrete facility.
And keep it intact.
Keep it intact. Don't mix your lobby with an August Wilson Center. People have focused, the public has focused, well, they're giving you free rent and this and that and 120 days. That's not a facility, an operation, number one, that probably can get the support of the foundations going forward. To be a nonprofit in the middle of a for-profit hotel enterprise, is the foundation community going to support that to the same extent it would support a freestanding August Wilson Center? I doubt it. So that the fact that they're going to cover 5% or 8% of the operating budget isn't going to, getting back to my formula before, it's not going to cover another 30 or 40%, and we need foundation support, we need government support, and it's unlikely to come to a August Wilson Center that is buried in the bowels of a hotel.
412-246-2002 is the number to call to join our conversation with E.J. Strasburger and Janaris Solomon. Let's go first to Rod in Shaler, who wanted to comment on 980 Liberty Partners. Rod, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hello.
Hi, Rod.
Yeah, first of all, if the foundation that wants to build the hotel is somehow denied or put on the back burner so long that they will either lose interest or move on to someplace else, that would be a tragedy, because one way or another, this is going to be dealt with. And they have, as has been mentioned, offered 120 days of occupancy in the August Wilson Center, whether it's buried inside the building or there are many theaters that are on second floors of other buildings in Pittsburgh. And one of the problems that the August Wilson Center had from the beginning is in the nature of the board. Board members are put on the board not simply for self-aggrandizement. They normally have got to put some money behind them, and they're in the position or should be in the position of raising money. And the attendance was pretty dismal for the entire history that it was running. And therefore, they really need on that board, if there is to be an August Wilson board, people who know how to promote and raise money. And without that, there's not going to be an August Wilson Center.
That's a great point, Rod. And to Rod's point, does the marketing effort need to be a little more, a little sharper?
Of course, that's one of the lessons. Thank you. I mean, we heard that in many conversations that through the AWC's life in the first go around, they lost touch with the community, and people felt as though there were sometimes great things happening there, but not enough people knew about it. And again, the point of accountability and sustainability in regards to the board, that definitely came up in many of our conversations, and it would be something to address and operate differently.
Let's take another call from Richard in Millvale. Richard, thanks for waiting. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hello.
Hi. You're on the air.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, ever since I first saw pictures of the center on television or wherever, it just seemed to me to be a outlandish and unsuitable building. You know, the architect had his vision, and all architects want to have a vision and make a statement. And he made his statement, but it seems like an unsuitable building, and that a lot of money was wasted on the design and the completion of it.
Richard, have you been in the building?
No, I've never been in the building. I've just seen the outside of it.
Well, I mean, it would seem that you would get a better feel, and you still might come to the same conclusion, but it would seem to make sense to actually visit the building, and that, which is the problem all along, is not enough people got in there to experience what was going on inside. Let's go to Steve in the North Hills. Steve, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I just had a question about members of the original foundation that put this together and how many of them are still on the same board. Because this was a mess from the very beginning, and the cost overrun, or it was inefficiently run, set up, and even once it was opened, was inefficiently run. And, I mean, how much of a cleaning of a house?
Significant. There will be a lot, if not totally new people on the scene. I mean, there's a lot of finger pointing that could go around, a lot of deficiencies. The original board probably didn't exert enough oversight. There was a succession of executive directors who had different visions, so they kept changing direction. And the foundations donated money without carefully overseeing where, how it was being spent and what have you. So there's a lot of blame that could go around, a lot of deficient performance. But as I said earlier on the show, it didn't matter how stellar the performance on all those fronts. It was doomed because of the crippling $12 million in debt.
We've run over on time for the segment, so we need to wrap up. But very quickly, Gennaro, I'll let you have the last word. And what I'm wondering about is what happens if the August Wilson Center has to move? We've had people call in and say, August Wilson was from the Hill District. That's where an August Wilson Center should be. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, I think first of all, thank you. Pittsburgh, we've got an opportunity to do something we have not done before. The center is currently downtown. The building is there. And yes, there have been deficiencies and there have been mistakes. But I think why not imagine what we can do? Why not think about what's possible and really think about how the new AWC can be a place that brings our city together? I mean, we've got a beautiful city with bike lanes and parks and river trails and lots and lots and lots to offer. But we also have incredible racial disparities, and we have economic disparities, and we have many, many issues. And the center is an opportunity to rethink and establish a new vision for Pittsburgh. So why not do that?
Gennaro Solomon and E.J. Strasburger from the August Wilson Center Recovery Committee, thank you both for joining us here today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up, there's been a reported rise in anti-Semitic sentiment and activity around the world. We'll talk with Ira Foreman, the State Department's special envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.